An editor advised me to stop writing motherbird poems. The kitchen of my past smells of carne adobada and green chilies blackened on the comal. These days, I don't even like to boil eggs for fear I'll overcook them. The whites will ooze through cracked shells, streaming into grungy water I've forgotten to salt. My family could eat peanut butter sandwiches for dinner every night without complaint. I sit down to write and wonder, what's the point? No matter how many beautiful stories I create, some man whose uncle raped his mother will snatch a young boy from the sidewalk while he walks home, his mama waiting two blocks away for his cowboy hat to turn the corner. But the hat never comes, and the boy she nursed and sang to, Twinkle Star over and over, pouring bathwater to soothe his fear of no more tears suds because even those burn. That boy who learned to read by memorizing all the books at bedtime, but never would eat anything green not smothered in barbecue sauce. Gone. They'll find his body, sure. The mother will mourn. Many of us will vow never to let our children walk alone. I will walk with my children until they're 80. But then my boy will run ahead in the mall and I'll lose him for a split second, a split second. It won't matter how many poems I've written or dinners I've cooked or baths I've given, except that it will. As the peanut butter matters, the salt in the water, the boy on the street, his two large cowboy boots forever walking home toward his mama forever on the porch, searching the skyline for a hat.